Get it? The Bird Show.
All right, I don't know if you guys are getting these the way I have been, like the last couple of weeks, but it has. I don't know what to believe and what not to believe when I'm being texted anymore.
Believe
I don't
nothing.
Know. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Uh-huh. So, but sometimes the texts that I'm getting and the warnings that I'm getting from different companies look so professional now mm-hmm. that it starts to freak me out.
That's the one I brought to the table a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago, because I got one about the toll roads or whatever.
Yes.
And we have a peach pass. And I was like, but my husband is the one that's in charge of the peach pass and, like, you know, filling it back up with money when we need it. So I just copied and pasted to a text to him and sent it off. I thank God I didn't click the link or anything, because I'm like, yeah, he'll handle it. And then he came upstairs. He's like, why did you send this to me? And I was like, because it's something about the toll roads or a peach pass. And he's like, Chris, this is spam.
Yeah. I don't know anymore.
I think the one thing that's helped me differentiate what is spam and what is real, although they're pretty much never real, is if you look at the number that it's coming from, like, more often than not, it's going to have some kind of skewer plus and then enter number here, area code. And I will Google, like, the most recent one I got was +63. I'm like, okay, well, where is +63 from? And it was like the Philippines. And I'm like, the Florida DMV is not texting me to be like, blah, 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 from a Philippines number.
This one came locally and they were hitting me up enough to where I almost started buying into it, right? And it's from the Georgia Department of Transportation. DDS, final reminder, law enforcement penalties begin on June 4th. As of today, you still have unpaid tolls. There, same one Kristen got. Under Georgia Administrative Regulation, blah, 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 blah. And then it gives you a whole bunch of different things to do. You can either go to a website or click on the link, right? But it happens so often that I started to get freaked out about it.
The ones I'm getting now are numbers, and they're not out of country numbers. They are they're numbers from within the United States, and it just says hello. Every single day, I get a text message from somebody that says hello. So now I have a routine. I go to that number, I go to the info, I block that caller, and then I go back and I delete and I report the text as junk.
So I did a Google search on it, and I just am going to tell you guys right now, if you get these, and Kristen has already gone through this, do not respond to them. Just Google immediately, and it'll tell you that no, the DMV is never going to hit you with a text and ask you for money or ask you for a link. And then when I realized that was a fake, then I start getting these courtesy notices from State Farm that I missed a payment and that my that I'm going to be canceled from State Farm. Well, tricks on them. I got canceled by State Farm a year ago.
Kept running into your garage.
In real life. So I didn't respond to that one also, but I am getting them at a record pace now.
And I get them too all the time, Bert. But the other day, my wife, Renee, she gets one that says it's not Georgia DMV. It's California DMV. We still have our 818 numbers from when we lived in L.A., but we lived in L.A. 14 years ago. So we knew it was bogus because it's California. And she goes, can I text him back and say, I haven't lived in California in 14 years? And I was like, no, do not start anything with these people. You do not want to go down that road.
It really is getting to a point, not only on your phones, but online also. And it's getting more sophisticated. I'm sort of in this algorithm right now that's kind of warning us, like, hey, we are still in the infant stages of AI. There's going to be a point that we can't tell what is real and what is not. Who is saying this and who is saying that? And that is being predicted to be the end of the internet when you can't figure out what is real and what is not.
Wow. The other ones are incessantly from like UPS or the United States Postal Service. Mm-hmm. And I have a package that needs to be picked up. And the other one is now credit card fraud, hitting you up saying that there's been a fraudulent charge on your credit card, because my mom got one of those and it freaked her out. But we were like, it's not legit.
Yeah, I think I just would rather err on the side of not doing anything at all and get the fine at this point. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Get it? The Bird Show.